Now, previous tafsir segment, we spoke about Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam and his sickness, the dua that he made to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, also the various challenges in terms of some family members abandoning him, his wife remaining by him, right through all of this, after which Allah had then made it easy for him, in the sense that not only did Allah grant him complete cure, he restored his youth to his wife, and she bore him 26 children. It's also reported that he had two granaries. The one used to store wheat, while the second was used to store barley. Allah sent a cloud, showered as much gold in the wheat granary that the gold began to flow. And Allah then sent another cloud, showered silver in the barley granary. That is the limitless treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nevertheless, moving further, Allah Rabbul Izzah says, وَذْكُرْ عَبْدَنَا وَعِبَادَنَا إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَإِسْحَاقَ وَيَعْقُوبَ أُولِي الْأَيْدِي وَالْأَبْصَارِ. And remember, call to your mind our slaves, Ibrahim, the son of, and his son Ishaq, and his son Yaqub. The Quran often speaks of these great Anbiya. Many places there is mention of Sayyidina Ibrahim, who endured many hardships while propagating the message of Tawheed. And he was cast into a huge fire, debated with the mushrikeen, and was even commanded to slaughter his son, Sayyidina Ismail. And he built the Kaaba with Sayyidina Ismail and made the announcement of Hajj. Rabbana wa ba'ath fihim. He made the various du'as in Surah Baqarah, Surah Nahl, Surah Hajj, and various other places. We were instructed to follow وَاتَّبَعْ مِلَّةَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ حَنِيفًا, to follow his creed. Sayyidina Ibrahim is one of the forefathers of all the Anbiya. Nabi Salaam was born from the progeny of Sayyidina Ismail, while other Anbiya are also from the progeny of the other son, Sayyidina Ishaq. And both these sons were given to Sayyidina Ibrahim while he was already an aged person. In gratitude, he made the dua and he said, Alhamdulillah alladhi وَهَبَ لِي عَلْ الْكِبَرِ إِسْمَعِيلَ وَإِسْحَاقِ إِنَّ رَبِّي لَسَمِعُ الدُّعَى. All praise be to my Allah, who has gifted me with Ismail and Ishaq despite my old age. Undoubtedly, my Rabb hears all prayer. When Allah describes these Anbiya, He says, أُولِي الْأَيْدِي. They were men with hands and intelligence. Now the commentators interpret this that Allah had granted these Anbiya the strength to obey and worship Him, and the foresight and the deep understanding of the deen of Islam. Allah had granted them all of that. And they were men of action. They were men of cognition. They used to worship Allah with their hands and feet. After looking at the power of Allah with their eyes, their conviction had increased. Allah Rabbul Izzah says, Inna akhlasnahum bikhalisatin dhikra ad-dar. We gave them distinction in a particular manner, the remembrance of that abode of the year after. So we selected them for the speciality of the remembering the year after. These great Anbiya were devoted to the concern for the year after. Allama Ibn Kathir has narrated that Allah had removed love of the world from them and its remembrance from the heart of the Anbiya, and replacing it with love of the year after in remembrance of the year after. Sayyidina Qatada said that these Anbiya used to remind people of the year after, encourage them to prepare for the year after. They were the chosen ones. This was their praise that Allah had granted them. وَإِنَّهُمْ إِنَّنَا لَمِنَ الْمُصْطَفَيْنَ الْأَخْيَارِ. That undoubtedly they were from amongst the chosen, best in our estimation. What more can be said about these? What more can be said about them? Allah Rabbul Izzah then goes on by saying that, وَذْكُرْ إِسْمَعِيلَ وَالْيَسَعَ وَذَا الْكِفْلِ وَكُلُّ مِنَ الْأَخْيَارِ. Then call to mind, remember Ismail and Yasa' and Dhul-Kif. These were from the very best. وَكُلُّ مِنَ الْأَخْيَارِ. Al-Yasa, it is said that he was the deputy of Ilyas, alayhi salatu wasalam. He was also bestowed with prophethood. And all of these were from the best of Allah Rabbul Izzah's creation. Hada dhikr, this is advice which you should act upon. Meaning, this is a narrative that is over. This was a mention of the Anbiya. Now listen to the destiny of the righteous ones. Wa inna lil muttaqin la husna ma'ab. Without doubt, the abstinent ones will have a pleasant abode. Allah describes the pleasant abode as the eternal gardens of Jannah. What is this pleasant abode? Jannati adnim mufattahatan lahum al-abwab. Gardens of eternity, the doors are left open for them. But when the people of paradise, each person will enter his house without being told to do so, and there will be no need for them to shout out and ask anyone to open the door will be waiting for them. And they will be welcome in this particular manner. Allah then speaks about the comforts that they will enjoy. Muttaki'ina fiha, they will recline therein. Yad'una fiha bifakiatin, asking for the abundance of fruits. Wa sharabin, and different types of drinks. So young servants will present to them various types of fruits and drinks according to their wishes. Wa indahum qasiratu tarfi atrabin, besides them will be women of modest gaze, equal age. All the women will be young and of one age. And they will be the same age of their husbands as regards their appearance and looks also. Allah will grant the women, the pious lady of this world, the best. She will be the queen. The people of Jannah will be told, هذا ما توعدون ليوم الحساب. This is what you are promised for the day of reckoning. This is what you've been promised. This honor is what you've been promised for this day. وَإِنَّ هَذَا لَرِزْقُنَا مَا لَوْ مِنْ نَفَادٍ. This is our provision to you. There is no end to it. These bounties are perpetual and everlasting. They will never come to an end. And at this point, we take a moment to ask Allah. Ya Rabb, may Allah bless us with His bounties through His favors and His kindness. For He is the most kind of those who show kindness and the most merciful of those who show mercy. These eternal bounties are the gifts and the favors of Allah Rabbul Izzah that He gives to His special servants. After mentioning that, Allah Rabbul Izzah proceeds and He says, Hada, you have heard this. In other words, you have heard the destiny of the righteous. Now listen to the destiny of the evil ones. وَإِنَّ لِلطَّاغِينَ لَشَرَّ مَآبٍ. As for the rebellious, they shall be the worst of abodes. جَهَنَّمَ يَسْلَوْنَا فَبِئْسَ الْمِهَادِ. Jahannam, they shall have to enter it. What a terrible resting place it is. Jahannam is described as a resting place because the fire will be burning from beneath as well. And the people of Jahannam will be told, هَذَا فَلْيَذُوقُوهُ حَمِيمُ وَغَسَّاقُ. This is the punishment, so taste it. This is Hamim and Ghassaq. And a multitude, وَآخَرُ مِنْ شَكْلِ أَزْوَاجٍ. A multitude of other punishments, similar of its kind. Other forms of punishment, ضَرِيعُ, زَمْحَرِيرُ, زَقُّوم, غِسْلِينُ, Hamim, boiling water. Allah has mentioned in Surah Muhammad, the people of Jahannam will be given ma'an, such water that will shred their insides. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that if a single bucket of ghassaq was thrown on this earth, every person on earth will rot. And the ghassaq that is mentioned here, the ulama say it is the pus of the people of Jahannam and the fluid that remains after the wounds are washed. Some say it is the tears of the people of Jahannam, or it refers to Zamharir, where the icy cold part of Jahannam, it is the frozen decaying pus of the people of Jahannam, which is too cold to drink. However, people will be forced to drink it. Ya Rab, Allah make it easy and save us all. Whatever the interpretation may be, what we can suffice to say is that Ghassaq is an extremely horrid and foul-smelling thing that people will be forced to drink. Allah Rabbul Izzah, then describes a conversation between the people of Jahannam. So many groups will enter in succession. Those who enter first will tell those who came afterwards as they watch them entering. هَذَا فَوْجٌ مُقْتَحِمٌ مَعَكُمْ. This is an army to be entered with you. لَا مَرْحَبًا بِهِمْ. There is no welcome for them. إِنَّمْ صَالُ النَّارِ. These are those going headlong into the fire of Jahannam. These are those going headlong into the fire of Jahannam. You cannot anticipate any sort of assistance. قَالُوا بَلْ أَنْتُمْ لَا مَرْحَبًا بِكُمْ. And upon hearing the comment, the incoming will say, no, you are the ones for whom there is no welcome. لَا مَرْحَبًا بِكُمْ. أَنْتُمْ قَدَّمْتُمُوهُ لَنَا فَبِئْسَ الْقَرَارِ. You have been brought here before us by misleading us to perpetrate kufr. فَبِئْسَ الْقَرَارِ. What a horrible station it is. So these incoming groups will then plead with Allah Rabbul Izzah. They will say, قَالُوا رَبَّنَا مَنْ قَدَّمَ لَنَا هَذَا فَزِدُوا عَذَابًا ذِئْفًا فِي النَّارِ. They shall say, O our sustainer, whoever prepared this for us, O Rabb, double the punishment of the five Jahannam who brought us here. Whoever's the followers, they followed the instructions of their leaders. Now they will curse the leaders and ask that the leaders get a double punishment. They will ask, after cursing each other, they will beseech Allah, that Allah, the wretched person who caused us this calamity to befall us, give that person a double punishment. But that is not going to change anything. Accusing and cursing each other and themselves, that in itself is a separate punishment, because you're trying to vent, but there's no venting. وَقَالُوا مَا لَنَا لَا نَرَى رِجَالًا كُنَّا نَعُدُّ مِنْ الْأَشْرَارِ. And referring to the poor mu'mineen, the people of Jahannam will say, why don't we see those men who were regarded as contemptible? Why don't we see those who were considered to be amongst the evil ones? أَتَّخَذْنَاهُمْ سِخْرِيًا. The kuffar, like the Jews, Christians, Hindus, often tell the Muslims, you carry on to Jahannam, we shall be in Jannah. Eventually the kuffar will find themselves in Jahannam, they will look around for the mu'mineen, and when they see only kuffar like themselves, they will say, why don't we see those whom we regarded as contemptible? أَتَّخَذْنَاهُمْ سِخْرِيًا. Did we make fun of them by deeming them to be the inmates of Jahannam, whereas they were really the inheritors of Jannah? أَمْ زَاغَتْ عَنْهُمُ الْأَبْصَارِ. Or have our eyes failed to perceive them here in Jahannam? And they will regret that they made fun of the mu'mineen. And the ugly reality will now dawn upon this kuffar. The mu'min had reached Jannah, while they have to suffer the torments of Jahannam forever and ever. إِنَّ ذَٰلِكَ لَحَقٌ تَخَاصُمُ أَهْلِ النَّارِ. Allah says, this is certainly going to happen, the mutual dispute of the people of Jahannam. Outwardly it seems irrational that in the midst of all this confusion and in turmoil, the people of Jahannam will dispute with one another. And how could the terrifying scenes of punishment turn their attention to something else? However, you should remember that this will certainly happen. This is something that is absolute, in which there is no room for doubt. In reality, this is a form of contemplation or completion of their punishment, that they will see their acquaintance have gathered in order to be cast in lower and upper portions of Jahannam, and they will then wish that greater punishment be put upon them. And that is in itself what will be met out to these people. So in the verses that we've looked at today, Allah Rabbul Izzah speaks about Sayyidina Ibrahim and his progeny. Allah speaks about the fact that they are the chosen ones. Allah Rabbul Izzah then mentions what will be the end result of the people of Jannah and how they will have a beautiful end, the people of Jahannam and their wretched end, and how they will start arguing, bickering, fighting with one another.